Now let's quickly review the location of some common programming buttons and displays on your CTS-V.
We'll begin at the driver's door and work across to the right. Starting at the left with the driver's door armrest, you'll see buttons labeled 1 and 2. These are part of the memory package and are used to set seat, mirror, and personalization preferences for up to 2 drivers.
We need to emphasize how important this next point is. When it's time, you'll need to make sure you press and hold either the driver 1 or the driver 2 memory button to store your audio and personalization setting preferences. So please be sure to remember this step.
Just forward of the number 1 and number 2 buttons on the driver's door armrest is the seat memory exit button. You'll use this button to program and recall the seat position for exiting your CTS-V. For example, you can set it so that with the simple push of a button, the driver's seat moves back so that it's easier to enter and exit the vehicle.
Moving to the right, you'll find several convenient controls located on the steering wheel.
On the far left side of the steering wheel, at the 9 o'clock position, are 2 buttons. The outboard button changes the performance information displayed in the driver's information center, located in the instrument cluster below the tachometer. You can rock the button up or down to make your selection. Your choices include the lateral G-force your vehicle is experiencing, your tire pressures, the oil pressure, and the oil, transmission, or coolant temperatures.
And here we need to mention an important safety note. When monitoring your lateral G-force, please keep your eyes on the road. The system will still continue to show your peak lateral G-force even after you've safely stopped your CTS-V.
Now let's move to the inboard button at the 9 o'clock position on the steering wheel. The top portion of this button changes the display of the driver information center in the instrument cluster that's below the speedometer. Your display choices include the odometer and a digital speedometer. This driver information center also displays a reverse symbol when you're in the reverse gear, and a skip shift occurrence symbol, which we'll discuss in greater detail a little later on. The lower portion of this button allows you to turn the traction control and stability control systems off and then back on again. Altogether, there are 4 modes or combinations of traction control and stability control. And again, we'll go into these in greater detail a little later on.
You'll also see similar buttons on the right-hand side of the steering wheel at the 3 o'clock position. These are for your cruise control. The inboard lower portion of the button turns cruise on and off. The inboard upper portion, when pressed, sets the cruise speed to your current vehicle speed. The upper portion of the outboard button is used to increase your set speed. The lower portion will allow your vehicle to coast while you are pressing it, and it will also set a new lower cruise speed. When cruise control is operating, an indicator light will illuminate on the instrument panel. Please keep in mind, however, that cruise control does not engage at speeds below 25 miles an hour.
Now, let's move to the steering column controls. Behind the steering wheel on the left side of the column, you'll find the turn signal multifunction lever. This lever includes your turn and lane change signals, the headlamps, the headlamp high-low beam changer, the flash-to-pass feature, and the fog lamps.
Now let's take a closer look at the headlamp features. To switch between low and high beams, simply push the lever forward for high beams and pull it back for low beams. The exterior lamp control is the ring or band at the end of the lever with the light bulb symbol on it. There are 4 positions on the ring that include off, parking lamps. This position turns on the side marker lamps, tail lamps, license plate lamp, and interior instrument panel lights. Headlamps on. This position turns on the headlamps together with the previously mentioned lamps and lights. And auto. This mode will turn the exterior lamps on and off depending on how much light is available outside. So, for example, if you enter a tunnel or are in a parking garage with this mode activated, your headlamps come on and your interior instrument panel lights and cluster lamps will dim. This is activated through a sensor located on top of the instrument panel near the windshield that senses light levels and adjusts your interior lighting accordingly.
You have a second ring or band on the lever as well. This is for your fog lamps. To turn the fog lamps on, simply turn the ring up from the dot. It will release and spring back on its own. An indicator light in the instrument cluster will confirm that your fog lights are on. To turn the fog lamps off, just turn the ring up from the dot again.
And here are a few more things to know about your lighting. First, your CTS-V comes with headlights that use a projection lamp system. This newer technology actually projects the light forward from the headlamp versus older systems that reflect light within the headlamp. As a result, significantly more light is projected outward from the lamp, both to the sides and to the front, than with the older systems. The light also creates a sharp transition point where very little light is projected above a certain height from the ground. This cutoff line has been designed intentionally as a safety feature to avoid projecting the light into an oncoming driver's vision. Secondly, your interior instrument panel night lighting illumination level is dependent on where you have the dimmer set. You'll find the dimmer on the overhead console between the dome lamps. And lastly, when your wipers are on, your headlamps automatically come on when you are in the auto mode.
Moving to the right side of the steering column, you'll find the windshield wiper control lever. There are 5 settings on the lever that include mist, off, delay, low speed, and high speed.
This lever works very much like the turn signal lever. Pull the entire lever down to activate the mist setting. The lever will return to its original off position after you do this. You can also flip the entire lever up one level to delay. Here you can set the time delay between wipes of the blades. To choose a time delay, use the ring or band on the lever.
Move the wiper lever up one more notch to the low speed setting for continuous slow movement of the blades, or take the lever up one more notch to its last position for high speed wiper action. To activate the washer fluid, press the button on the very end tip of the lever. When you do this, your headlamp washers will activate as well.
Now let's move to the display screen on your audio system. This screen displays information about your audio system, personalization features, and is also another driver information center for vehicle information and messages.
Another important point to remember is that the audio system display screen is not a touch-activated screen. You'll learn more about the display and how to operate it later on in the CD.
2 other important programming tools to be aware of are your keys and your remote keyless transmitters. Your CTS-V comes with 2 remote keyless transmitter units. One is labeled number 1 and the other number 2. These 2 units also correspond to your driver number 1 and driver number 2 personalization settings. And aside from letting your CTS-V recognize who's driving, each transmitter can also be used to program door lock and unlock features like horn activation and exterior lamp flash preferences.
Just keep in mind that when you're using your remote keyless transmitter, that it works best within a 10-foot range of your vehicle and when there's nothing between you and your vehicle to block the transmitter's signal, such as a pole or another vehicle. Under normal use, your transmitter battery should last about 4 years. If you find that the transmitter doesn't operate within this normal range, it's most likely time to change the battery.
Please keep in mind that if you want detailed information on how to operate the navigation features for your system, simply refer to your CTS-V Entertainment and Navigation System Supplement.
In a moment, we'll look at the audio and personalization settings that you can program. It's a good idea to become familiar with where the controls are located before you start. So we'll soon provide you with an overview of the controls, and then a little later on we'll review how to program them. And once again, be sure to use the CTS-V Personalization Instructional Guide as you progress through the CD. It really does make things easier.